Kentucky. Search and rescue teams continue to look for those who may be stranded. Secretary of State Blinken says he has spoken to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and has urged Moscow to accept a U.S. proposal to release two Americans detained in Russia. Blinken did not provide details of Lavrov's response to what he had previously called a substantial proposal for Russia to release two U.S. citizens, Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner. Blinken also said he pressed his counterpart for Russia to make good on an earlier agreement to allow Ukrainian grain to transit the Black Sea. Stocks remain higher, the Dow up 269 points. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95, heat index maybe as high as 105, scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight, kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change, same thing Sunday, high in the middle 90s both days, more scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday, and more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. The Water Works and Sewer Board of the City of Selma have announced a $15 million grant that will replace hundreds of lead water lines that connect homes in the system to water mains. Selma Mayor James Perkins Jr. says the upgrade eliminates any health concerns associated with the use of lead water pipes. And the state of Alabama has executed an inmate despite pleas from the victim's family to spare his life. Joe James Jr. was pronounced dead Thursday night after lethal injection at an Alabama prison. He drew the death penalty in 1994 for the shooting death of 26-year-old Faith Hall. And a $1.1 billion jackpot is on the line as numbers will be drawn for the Mega Millions jackpot Friday night. The giant jackpot is the nation's third largest prize and the result of 29 consecutive drawings with no winner. Those are your news headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
And here's your host, not April Marie, Jeff Poore filling in for April Marie the remainder of this Friday afternoon, 6 minutes after the hour, as the man just said, 334-272-9228. That's how you get in touch with the program, should you want to respond to anything you're hearing. Hey, Sky, you playing the Powerball or what, the $1 billion Powerball?
Apparently, I'm the one person at Blue Water that didn't get a ticket for the drawing coming up. That's tonight, isn't it?
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I'm undecided. So she'll be in right now, being here in Mobile and then heading out back to where you could buy the lottery ticket in Florida here in just a little bit. But I don't know. I'm not as enthusiastic about it. I think it's more about being an adult now and not wasting money on lottery tickets.
Well, it is a voluntary tax. I like that about the whole issue. But second, your odds are 350 million to one, I understand.
You're not winning. You're just not.
it's a long shot at best. But a lot of Alabama money is leaving the state. Huge interest.
I'm so tired of hearing that. I don't know. Like, sure it is, and fine. Look, you want the lottery, you don't. If you want the lottery, then we need to get it. But the bleeding heart stuff about think of the children, you hear it over and over again. I think it's we think that society in Alabama can handle a lottery. Apparently we can't, but eventually at some point we'll have to. I just assume, but let's weigh the pros and cons here, and let's decide. Do we why we don't have a lottery, right, Sky?
Well, no, I'm not exactly clear on that, Jeff.
So, I assume we have some calls holding, but I'm going to give you the Jeff Poore Cliff Notes version of Alabama and gaming. In 1999. Don Siegelman tried to get a lottery through. Siegelman made the fatal mistake of having a special election, and it's a special election's typically low turnouts. So people that didn't want Alabama to have a lottery, particularly the Mississippi gaming interest, and that's complicated as to why. Why would they care about a lottery? Well, they put a bunch of money into Alabama. And they beat it. They were able to assemble the churches. They were able to get Ralph Reed. It's all in. It's all been documented. Anyway, so the fear here is, though, if Alabama right now it's unconstitutional to offer any kind of gambling in Alabama.
But yet we have gambling in Alabama.
We have games of skill.
Ah. That's what they call them.
Games of chance, right? Gambling, games of chance, games of skill are something completely different.
I see.
So here's the deal. If Alabama were to get a lottery, the Porch Creek Indians, who are governed by federal law, could expand their gaming. They could go from games of just skill, which is electronic bingo, maybe to electronic lottery, which is just pull the lever and the numbers land where they may. And that becomes a game of chance. Well, so what? Big deal. Well, if you proliferate gambling and you allow and the citizens of the state say, we want a lottery, and they get it, what's that going to do to the dog track in Victory Land? What's that going to do to what in Greene County, Green Track? Well, it's going to run them out of business because where are you going? You going to the stupid electronic bingo machines or you going to the electronic lottery machines? And you're probably going to go to Wetumpka or that one, the Montgomery and the other Wind Creek facility, rather than go to Victory Land. So that becomes problematic. So what has to happen here for us to get a lottery, to get it on a constitutional amendment so that you have the God-given right to vote for it, you got to get three-fifths of the legislature. Well, there's always in Alabama going to be legislators who say, no way, no gaming, never gamers. They're never gamers. They don't believe in gambling. The Bible advises against it, and they are sticking with that. So then what do you do? Well, to get to three-fifths, you got to look around, and you look around the room. Well, maybe we could get some Democrats to come our way. Well, the only way you get those Democrats, you got to offer them something. You know what they want?
What do they want?
They want the legitimacy given to Green Track, to Victory Land, to the Whitehall in Lowndes County. There's some others, Jefferson County. Anyway, they want that legitimacy. And then it becomes a game of picking winners and losers. You never get to the three-fifths, and that becomes the problem, if you will. Let's go to the phones here. Ben wants to weigh in on lottery. Ben, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff. So you live in Mobile County, right?
Baldwin County.
Baldwin. All right. So you can go 50 miles either direction and play in this Powerball, right?
If I so chose, yes.
Yeah, well, how does that benefit you as a taxpayer in this state? Probably not well, right?
I don't care, though. It doesn't. It wouldn't benefit me either way.
I mean, you have an extra $5 in your pocket where you would sit there and you know, if you have an extra $5, you'd play, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Explain.
If I had an extra $5, I'd go buy something else.
You can't buy a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas anymore. So
I'm not buying a lottery ticket either, but just proceed with your point, though.
Okay. My point being is, you know, I don't understand how we're landlocked as a state that, you know, will not allow a lottery. And I just heard what, you know, you guys said or you said about, you know, the gaming industry and whatever. But, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. Why wouldn't we allow it when we're surrounded by states that do?
Because we're not going to get a standalone lottery question. As Jeff explained, there's got to be carve-outs. There's got to be...
Yeah, so like I said, to get to the lottery, the legislature has to put it on the ballot, and you need a big number. You need a big amount of the legislators. So you need a three-fifths majority. Well, like I said, there are just a number of Republicans in the legislature that are never going to vote for any kind of gaming.
I don't understand that. Why?
The Bible says not to gamble. I don't know. It's a moral and ethical question. It's not me saying this. It's them. It's them saying that it is morally wrong and ethically wrong to gamble. And they're just never going to vote for it. The pastors in their districts don't want them voting for it. So you're always going to have that to overcome. There's a lot of Republicans that do want it. There's a lot of Republicans that don't want it. So what do you do, Ben? You go and you say, hey, Democrat, come over here and vote. Vote for us, vote for our lottery, but they want a bunch of strings attached, and it gets messy, it gets complicated. That's where it goes to die.
I know, but whether I'm a Democrat or Republican,
Hey, I hear you, man, and I think if you want it, if this state, the people of this state want it, they ought to get it. But there are all of these hurdles that make it very difficult to do so. And we've been talking about this my entire life. I don't get it, Ben. I mean, I don't understand why they didn't pass it in 99. I think Siegelman would tell you that he screwed it up, that he should have put it on a general election ballot, and it probably would be a thing right now. But he put it on a special election ballot, and it got crushed by 100,000 votes. Hey, Ben, I'm sorry to cut you out there. We got to get a break in here. It's that time. This is Jeff Poore filling in for April Murray Fogle on Straight Talk on News Talk 93.1.
It's Straight Talk with April Murray.
Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by, but I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Straight talk here on News Talk 93.1. I feel like every time I hear the bumps here, I feel like it's just like the easy listening grocery store music.
Oh, Jeff, come on now.
It's like I'm pushing a buggy through Food World and it's like 1997 or something.
Well, it was the band with Stage Fright on that one. That's some of the other stuff, I admit, but I did not program all of this, but I'm working on it.
Oh, I don't put it on you. I think I put it on the host of this show. But anyway, hey, Rodney, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, talking about the state lottery. It's kind of funny to me. I've lived in this state my whole life. Alabama has the sorriest education system in the nation, or one of the sorriest. We have all this government waste, and we can spend money here, spend money there. But getting back to the lottery, I can tell you why there's not a lottery in Alabama. And that's because they don't want to set the lottery up like they do in Georgia and Florida, where the local politicians can't steal half of it. That's why Alabama don't have a lottery, because they know if they pass it, the politicians can't get their hand on it. But that's my goal on the lottery, and we can spend $1 billion on state penitentiaries and we got the sorriest educational system in America. And I'm just going to say Roll Tide and go Trump and hello to Nick Saban.
Thank you, Rodney. For some reason, I knew the Roll Tide was coming, but we appreciate the call. The lottery is pretty much like uniform across the board, I suppose, Sky. So we're right now in the $1.28 billion jackpot drawing tonight.
Incredible
is what everybody's excited about, right?
Yes, that's big news. Had a lot of interest. Asked me, was I going over there? Would I get them some tickets? I'm like, hell no, I'm not going over there. Are you kidding?
Should I stumble across a ticket and it happen to win the Powerball jackpot, whatever it is, I'm gonna buy y'all some new bumper music.
Okay. Well, that would be greatly appreciated by some, I'm sure, but I'm not going to hold my breath, Jeff.
I'm not going to win the lottery. I don't like the justification being the well, we got to do it because we got to do it because of the kids, the school kids, or whatever.
Old dodge? You know, it's for the children. You don't hate children.
Is that really why you want the lottery?
Do you hate children? Come on.
Is that really why you want it, or you just want to play scratch offs and smoke your cigarellos and drink a Miller Lite Tall Boy or something? I mean, I get it. It's not this like lofty pursuit of better schools. It's just so you can have another vice in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're not fooling anybody. But it's for the kids.
It's for the children. You don't hate children, do you?
And it's always like a cop-out to me. When you justify something that is a, you know, maybe taboo behavior or something, well, it's okay because the proceeds are going to the kids.
The justification. There it is.
Don't do that. I mean, I'm sure there are a few of you out there that really think this would be great. Yeah, especially if you're like an AEA lobbyist or something, I am sure you think this would be a fantastic thing. But the truth be told, you just want the dopey lottery tickets, and that's fine. But just say that. I don't try to like blow smoke up my butt here and say, well, that $5 would really, really make a difference in some poor third grader's life, Jeff. So we need to be for it. And that I hate that they do that with marijuana. If we legalize marijuana, think about all the tax revenue and what you could do with that tax. No. Think how high you could get.
Think how high you could get.
Yeah, think about how you could just roll out of your bed and get high. And tell me that that's a good thing. Tell me how that's a positive for society. Tell me how introducing vice into society is good. Having, you know, alcohol. Maybe we could throw in some heroin or prostitutes or something. I don't know. But if we tax it and we give the money to the kids, it's all okay?
Yeah. The government wants its taste, whatever it is.
The people in Nevada, the tax revenue from the Bunny Ranch out there is, how many school kids, I wonder, is that helping out?
I want to understand that the lottery, it was sold in Florida as, you know, for the schools, for the children, and it never lived up to projections.
It never does. It's not going to live up to projections here, but, like, if you just want it. If you just want to play the lottery and you think you ought to have that option, that you're a civil libertarian, that you're an adult, you think that you ought to be able to play the lottery if you damn well please, because you're an adult, you pay taxes, you know how to spend your... Then say that. Just say it. It makes me cringe when I hear it's about the children. Are you really, when you go buy your scratch off, are you really like, I'm helping a child today. I did my part. I did my good deed. or today? Huh? Are you thinking I'm going to get rich? I'm going to win.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
You're really purchasing a dream there with your $2 or whatever you want to spend there.
I'm going to win $100 and go fill up my truck and get two 12-packs of Miller Lite or however the song goes on the scratch-off ticket. Wanda wants to weigh in.
Wanda,
what's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to make a point. Sorry, I've got ants biting me. I want to make a point. My sister-in-law taught in Georgia, and they can say the money's going for schools, and they can put it in a school fund, but that school, here again, from the top down, the teachers didn't see it. She had to buy pencils. She had to buy Kleenex. She had to buy, she had to buy a lot of supplies. And so she's like, where's all this lottery money that's supposed to be helping our schools?
It never lives up to the billing, does it? At least that sounds like that is the experience you're recounting here.
Right. And also, I think because Florida has one, Georgia has one, Mississippi has one, and Alabamians go and buy tickets there. A Mississippian isn't going to come to Alabama to buy a ticket. A Floridian isn't going to come to Alabama and buy a ticket. They can buy their own. And so it's not going to be as lucrative, I don't think, as some of these others, because we're going over there and giving them our money. But they're not going to be coming over
here. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's going to be at times like this when the jackpots are really high, which is maybe once every 3 or 4 years, right? That they'll make a bunch of money. But I think most people that play the lottery, they're not playing for the big jackpot. You're playing those scratch off tickets where the odds are a little different. But
right,
I'm very skeptical of the benefits of the lottery on society. Anything else you got for us today, Wanda?
That's it.
Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go to our next call. Papa B wants to weigh in on the lottery debate. Papa, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks. Scott thought I was Papa B. This is Crawdad.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Crawdad. So, y'all sound alike,
thank you, Crawdad.
Jeff, are you aware that you just did a Gilbert Godfrey impersonation really good?
I don't know. That's
were
a compliment
you trying
already.
To do that? Because you nailed it.
Is that a compliment or an insult? There,
that's a compliment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Crawdad. What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, the question of the mechanics of running a lottery system is. I'm sure there's a lot to that you have to have people that do that, and I'm. I would be for a lottery because I would like the opportunity that if I felt like going to buy a scratch-off ticket that I could rather than drive all the way to Georgia or Florida. Not that I would all the time, but I understand their argument from the aspect of what was that they used to use a lot? Tax on the poor. Because
yes,
some people
tax.
Just can't control themselves, and they'll go out and they'll borrow money on a credit card at 21.5% interest. Do you remember when Alabama did not have usury, we had usury law?
We did, yes.
And then that was done away with, and the next thing you know, we've got a title pond place on every corner. Isn't that a tax on the poor?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, that's why I don't know if the lottery will ever come to pass or not, but I would definitely go buy a ticket just for the fun of it.
Yeah, you're buying a ticket on a dream, really, and it's a voluntary tax, which I like that.
But isn't that the point, though? It's just supposed to be a fun thing.
Pinching around and saying, well, it's for the children, because if everything was really for the children, you would reduce all these taxes that we have on our food, grocery, and medicine.
Word. I think that's what really bothers Jeff, though, is the way that it's presented is dishonest.
Nice to hear you on there again, Jeff.
Thanks again, Crawdad.
My apologies, Crawdad.
I, I hate it when you tell me it's for the kids, because it's not. You just want the stupid, be able to buy the stupid lottery ticket. Just say it.
Be upfront about it. I get it.
But the tax dollars, and yeah, there are some people that are cheering for it, that want it, that are want it for the education reasons. But they just kind of, they either work for the education bureaucracy or whatever. Are they, maybe they have kids in school. Here's the question for you, Sky. What mother of school-age children's like, you know, little Tommy would have made a B- instead of a C+ on his algebra exam if we just had a lottery.
That's all it took.
All we needed was the lottery. Maybe, and that's worth
it. Honor student. All my dreams will come true. That's it.
A higher score on his ACT test. Oh, my gosh. Well, all he needed was the lottery.
Well, Mom, somebody's got to build the cars. Okay. So.
The world needs dick stingers, too.
That's right.
So, sorry, Tommy.
Too
Here's
bad.
A shovel.
Get to work, son.
Yes. Learn at the School of Hard Knocks here. We got to get a break in here. I've gone a little long. Also, I stopped paying attention. Was having champagne wishes and caviar dreams with my next lottery ticket. We'll be right back. This is Straight Talk, not without April Marie, I should say.
This is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers, like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? That's okay, because Pest Pro is here to protect your most costly investment. We are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. We bring the best and newest technology to your home. Call today for a free evaluation, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95. Heat index maybe as high as 105. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight. Kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change. Same thing Sunday. High in the middle 90s both days. More scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday. And more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There you go.
Welcome back to Straight Talk without April Marie, Jeff Poor Philly again. Talk 93.1. You want to check me out if you're ever down my way in South Alabama, FM Talk 106.5. Don't know why you would do that, but maybe you would do that. Make me feel better about myself. Hey Sky, do I sound like Gilbert Gottfried to you?
When Crawdad brought that up when I initially took his call, I said I must have missed it. So,
I need to work on that. I need to avoid Gilbert Gottfried if I can.
Yeah, as a talk show host, that's probably not something you want to hear.
No, I mean, I guess he had kind of a good run at it, though, but...
As a comedian.
Yeah, not a serious guy like me. Anyway, we got a couple of calls here I'm probably going to get hammered on. Papa John wants to offer a lottery counterpoint. Papa John, why is on your mind?
Let me just throw this in there, okay? I moved to Florida in 86, which was about the time that the lotto started up in Florida. Part of the system, Florida lotto system, was they had what they call Bright Futures Scholarships. And any, from what I understood, any child that qualified academically received money from the state that was to go to college. Okay, my youngest daughter graduated in 96. Besides being as gorgeous as her mother, she's brilliant. She had a 4 point plus coming out of high school, and she applied for it because she had the academics. She received I think it was $1,500 a year for 4 years. Now, the flip side of that, as far as I'm concerned, is if you advertise that as being a part of the lottery, then maybe some kids, especially kids that are, you know, disadvantaged economically, that might give them some incentive to really do well in school to be a candidate to receive that type of scholarship. Now, what she received back then, plus that's 1996, that's a long time ago, was $1,500, which is not going to pay for a college education. But it's not a bad way to help start, and as a result of that and some other things we did, she graduated from college debt-free. So it's one of those things where if you construct it correctly, put the rules in there, but then follow the rules, there can be some good things that come out of it. So that's my point. I'm getting off my apple crate. Y'all keep having a great show.
Thanks, Papa John. We appreciate it. Randall wants to weigh in on the lottery. Randall, what's on your mind?
And Papa John's call couldn't be no better. Right, put me in a Sweet Creek, 518. And I want to tell you, if they start doing that and saying it's going to be for scholarship, won't that diminish the scholarship? If you give everybody a scholarship that can earn it, on the end of time, they won't. All them jobs will be filled because so many people got scholarships, so therefore they're not worth much. Is that not where that will end up at?
It's like a inflation of the value of the said scholarship, that if everybody gets a scholarship, then what good is a scholarship?
It, pretty much. I mean, that's kind of the way it feels like it would happen. Is that what happened in the other states, or do you know?
No, I don't know. I think other things have led to the devaluation of the college diploma. It just isn't what it was because it's like you said, though. It's not just lottery scholarship. It's like everybody gets to go to college, right? If you graduate high school and you want to go to college, there is a way. There's nobody's getting turned down for any kind of higher education financing, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So I suppose if we want to have a poor tax, because we need a society where everybody has a college degree, then so be it. But I don't like that. I don't know. Just you're right. If you want to go to college, you can find a way. We don't need a lottery to do that.
And when you was talking about game of chance and game of skill, I think you had it. Ain't the bingo game they got now our game of chance? And a game of skill would be like card
game. The legal argument is they're games of skill because they're actually bingo. So bingo is a game of skill. When you go to, next time you go to if you go to the casino up in Wetumpka, there's a board, and you can actually see the bingo board, and as people are playing the slot machines, and it lands on their number, they call it a game of skill. I don't know why and how the technical definitions work, but they consider that a game of skill, and a lottery is gambling, and that becomes a game of chance.
Huh, sound like inflation again. They changed the name of the definition because I don't know where that comes from. Cause, I mean, if it happens to land on your number, that's a game of chance. I mean, if the skill would be I'm making these numbers come up. That would be more of a skill.
You
but
bet.
I'll go with you.
Hey, Randall, we got to get some more calls.
Randall, one thing real quick. We've already drawn Sweet Creek this week, so we will start the new entries on Monday at noon. Is that cool?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't do it. No, all right. Simple. I'll call you back then.
Have a great weekend.
Fred, what's on your mind?
Man, I'm really enjoying the show, talking about a lot of different things. And, you know, one of your callers was really good about understanding some of the goings and comings of the state and the feds. And my point is this. Within 24 hours, we could like change our Facebook post or get kicked off Twitter or change Wikipedia or the encyclopedia. You know, why can't I go back 50 years and change up some of my high school yearbook things? Like, you know, I was an algebra scholar and, you know, I was on the debating team and, you know, I was a star quarterback. Do you get me there? Well, it's so ironic or macabre that now that same group is gonna start a disinformation department.
Isn't that something? They can change the definition of recession. Hey, I hear you, Fred. Hey, Fred, we got to get to a break here. We're up against a break. Sorry to cut you short
the show,
there.
Fellas. All right.
Hey, thank you for listening.
This is
Straight Talk without April Marie here on News Talk 93.1.
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Happy birthday, America. I'm Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. It's summertime hot again, so if Mama Bear's got that honey-do list for you, or you got a project and needed some blueprints, give BBD a call and let us draw what you dream. We'll help you deal with that heat. We do blueprints for as-builts, remodels, additions, or new builds, like those barn dominiums which seem to be the rage these days. Look us up on the web or check out our website at bigblockdesigns.com, or just call us at 334-320-7319. Have a better day.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Straight Talk with Al April Marie, taking a little bit of time off here on this Friday afternoon. Sam and David, we're going to get you here in just a moment. Time is limited, so we'll just get to Barbara first. Make it quick. Barbara, what is on your mind?
Well, just a quick question. I go down to Alberta 3 or 4 times a year, and of course I have a hard time getting this channel. I can only do it on my phone. What channel or radio channel are you on down that way?
I am on FM Talk 106.5 from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday.
106.5, okay.
You get us all the way from...
I don't ever know where to go for a good talk radio, so...
Well, check us out. You get us all the way from Fort Walton Beach to Biloxi, Mississippi, so we got the Gulf Coast covered pretty well.
Awesome. Well, I'll be glad. Thank you.
Thank you,
Enjoy
Barbara.
Enjoy listening to you, by the way, filling in for April.
Hey, very you're very, very kind to say that, Barbara. Let's go to Sam. Sam, waiting on hold. Oh, what is on your mind?
I believe I can answer the question that was floated earlier about scholarships. In Georgia a few years back, right around the time of the grade-changing scandal, it came out that Georgia, they had a large number of scholarships, but there weren't many children that were eligible to obtain them, and they were trying to lower the standards, and it made the national news there for a while. So, yeah, just because you have plenty of cash and scholarships to offer doesn't mean you're going to have people eligible to get them. I'm choking. Other than that, I want the lottery. I want my medical marijuana. And no, I don't like children. So it's just straight up, man.
An honest man.
In fact, I'm going to tell you, you can save the children. Medical marijuana keeps me from killing people. And, children, they taste great and they're easy to catch. Stop.
Hey, the cannibalism show was last week, man.
I'm sorry.
We're doing child sacrifice next week, though, so tune in for that.
Well,
Right in your horizons there. Hey, Sam, thanks for the call. Let's get to David.
Thank you, Sam.
He's been waiting on hold here for a while. David, what's on your mind?
Just two quick points. One, working with PTAs and all, I know throwing money at schools is not a solution. That's because that's not the problem. But I think about all the tax revenue from cigarette sales. What does that accomplish? I don't know how old you guys are to remember 30 years ago, some philanthropist in New York offered full scholarships to the entire sixth grade. And there was about six of them that took them.
The cigarettes and scholarships to sixth graders.
He offered that and said, anybody gets through here and can go to college, I'll pay for it. There were about six of them, and the rest of them were on drugs, in jail, having little munchkins running around. They couldn't do anything, but, you know, just offering that, and nobody was able to live up to it. Everybody cheered it when it happened, but nobody lived up to it.
All right, David. Well, we appreciate the call. It sounded like the episode of The Office where Michael Scott gave the early promise of a college scholarship, but didn't fulfill it.
Scott's Tots, I believe it was.
Yes. Debbie joining in the program now. Debbie, what's on your mind?
Everything and yet nothing, because nothing seems to change and everything needs to be changed.
Profound statement, Debbie.
Well, I mean, do I talk like a politician, just round and round?
Yeah, but you want to sound smart but say nothing. That is the goal.
Yeah, right? A little more double speak to your rapport there, and you'll be pretty close.
I'll just blame it on someone else.
There you go. You were asking me about where you can find Jeff Poor when you're in the lower part of the state.
I like that.
So, yes, if you are in Mobile, Baldwin County, we get a little scammy in Monroe, but certainly the part of Panhandle and a little bit of Mississippi Coast, the Gulf Coast there, Debbie. But FM Talk 106.5, FMTalk106.5.com. If you're, for whatever reason, want to listen to it on the internet, we got the podcast, we get to say, the usual run-of-the-mill radio station stuff you can do to listen to the programming.
Well, it's good to get different opinions and different wording and different ideas. So,
you're very
same old thing.
So. You're very kind to listen and very kind to inquire as to where you could hear me down south.
Yes, I've enjoyed your being on the radio before, and I appreciate that. So I will
Jeff's developing a real following here on 93.1.
I'm always amazed that people like the rambling approach. I'll tell you a little something, Sky, here. It's just like no show prep, nothing. Leave the station at Mobile, drive across the bay, and get to my house. I got my little home studio over here. And with 5 minutes to spare, I'm on the air.
Just breeze right in, sit down, and let it rip, huh?
Didn't even book a guest. Recycled my monologue from my show earlier. This is how you do show prep, isn't it?
Well, not exactly, Jeff, but hey, it works for you. More power to you, man.
It sounds convincing to people. I always am amazed by that. The thing about doing talk radio, I tend to do it in places where it's just me and a wall and maybe a few monitors. I got the TVs on. I got all the stuff I need.
Literally, how many hours did you spend preparing for today's work? Honestly.
This hour and a half now?
Yeah.
None.
Okay. All right, he's sticking to his story.
No, literally. If I had time, my career is sort of like this right now. It's going to change soon, and that'll be coming. But I'm an editor at Breitbart News. That's my main job. I'm the political editor of 1819news.com. That takes up some time. I'm a columnist down in Mobile. If you ever pick up, we have a weekly newspaper called Land Yap. And I've been writing for these guys since 2005. I've just never given it up. But it's kind of it's about the culture. It's about what bars playing, bands playing at what bar on Saturday night newspaper. But I've been writing a political column for those guys for a long time. And also I'm a radio host, 9 to noon in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Most of my show prep there is really getting the guest and booking the guest. And by virtue of doing the job, being an editor at Breitbart, I kind of know what's going on in the news.
You're completely immersed.
Yeah, so it's like it goes from, you don't do show prep, you just live a lifestyle that at least gives you a little time and a little ability to talk about what you're seeing on the news right now. So it's that. It's nothing special. But if all I had was radio and I had time to like splice up clips and and do the things like a normal radio host would do, this show would be so much better. I would knock your socks off. I'm telling you.
Well, I think you do a pretty good job, man. Considering the time constraints.
We would start with our own bump music. Didn't
Talbot back G's on that come, again now? Okay.
Did Talbot G's come in with his own bumper music?
He attempted to. We have protocols here at Blue Water Broadcasting. You don't just show up with.
It's not a jukebox, is it?
No, it's not, man. And you're not gonna hang me on that one. So
this isn't a Wolfman Jack's request hour.
No, sir. We don't take requests. On News Talk 93.1. And there are certain standards and things that have to be done according to protocol. And just don't have like that, man.
It's all automated, right? I assume.
Oh, no. No, my brother. It varies from show to show. On this show, we have songs in rotation.
Right.
So it is automated here. I have not been able to put my songs in. April Marie's not put her songs in. We just have kind of an odd mix of about 20 songs that rotate.
Well, there was one host, and he used to be on these airwaves that we're on right now, and I won't mention his name, but I came in and sat in with him once, and it was remarkable. He ran his own board. He did everything. And he also, while he was in the middle of a segment, was setting up the bump music every. He was his own automated like clock where he could do all of that, talk to you about whatever nonsense he was talking about, and yes. While doing that, he is thinking in his head what the next song that's going to play us out is going to be, and he's looking on his computer on YouTube for it. And it was the most amazing thing I had ever seen.
And like, the outro song fit the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
He would let one of his callers ramble on or whatever. And then he's over there looking up the Jackson 5 or something, you know?
Something to fit. I think I know who you're referring to. But
yeah. And he made that work. And when he was like kind of in his prime was when I was first started getting into radio, and it was all I could do to make it to the commercial break. But I'm watching this guy and I'm just like, how does he do that?
Yeah.
But I guess it's one of those things you kind of look at and you can marvel at, but I still wouldn't do it that way. I like the automated rotator. I have a rotator too in my show.
I do too. I can only juggle so many plates at one time, and I need to freshen mine up.
But I went with a theme of like kind of classic country music.
Okay.
So well, if you could see that, picture that in your head.
I could believe that.
Well, Sky, I have. It has been fun today. Once again, as it always is.
Enjoyed having you with us, Jeff.
I need to do a better job at show prep, right? Maybe I can come with my own request list and make your job a little more difficult.
No complaints here, not a bit. I'm completely happy with what you did today.
Well, so we're grading Jeff Poore's fill-in. Maybe it's passable, I guess, is the final analysis.